I'm Phil Nee with news. Wisconsin state budget surplus is growing. Preliminary Wisconsin Department of Revenue figures for 25-26 show state collections came in more than $450 million higher than expected. That grows the state's projected surplus for the end of the 25-27 budget cycle to nearly $3 billion. Wisconsin collected $10.6 billion in individual income tax, $8.2 billion in sales and use taxes, and $3.0 billion in corporate income and franchise taxes over the fiscal year. Richland County has scheduled two key committee meetings for early September to address critical public services and administrative oversight. The Richland County Ad Hoc EMS District Formation Committee will meet on Wednesday, September 2nd at 2 p.m. in the Richland County Boardroom of the Courthouse. During this session, the committee is slated to discuss and potentially act on the steering committee charter. Members will also review key takeaways, feedback, and action items from the recent towns meeting to determine the recommended next steps. Additionally, the committee will focus on preparations for an upcoming town hall meeting intended for broader community engagement regarding emergency medical services. The following day, Thursday, September 3rd, the Richland County Community and Health Services Standing Committee will convene at 10:30 in the same boardroom on the third floor of the courthouse. The comprehensive agenda includes administrative reports from the Health and Human Services Director and Pine Valley Community Village, alongside detailed expenditures and budget summaries for 2026. Committee members will examine the HHS organizational chart and contract monitoring reports. A significant item for discussion and possible action is the approval of the application and acceptance of a Treatment Alternatives and Diversion, or TAD, grant, which aims to support local health and judicial initiatives. Transportation safety advocates and officials gathered recently in Wisconsin Dells for the annual Governor's Conference on Highway Safety. Hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the event served as a critical platform for discussing the state's primary goal of eliminating preventable traffic deaths. The conference centered on the theme Zero in Wisconsin, a comprehensive initiative aimed at reducing the number of fatalities on state roads to zero by fostering better community involvement and statewide coordination. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman and the Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan both emphasize that achieving zero fatalities requires more than just enforcement. They highlighted the need for a cultural shift where safe driving becomes the standard expectation for every motorist. Through educational sessions on the latest engineering solutions and data analysis, the conference provided partners from local, state, and tribal agencies with the tools necessary to implement the safe system approach in their own communities, reinforcing the state's long-term dedication to highway safety. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was kept busy Friday during the morning hours. The Iowa County Communications Center received a request to assist law enforcement in the 1900 block of East Nebraska Street in the town of Pulaski. Subsequent to the investigation, Wesley M. Frederick, 38, of Muscadet, was arrested for possession with intent, amphetamines, maintaining a drug trafficking place, possession of narcotic drugs, possession with intent to deliver non-narcotics, possession with intent, THC, and possessing drug paraphernalia. Frederick was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. During the afternoon, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a meter on fire that is on a structure. The Barneveld Fire Department and Barneveld EMS responded to the scene. No injuries were reported. In the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a theft at Walmart in Dodgeville. The Iowa County Sheriff's Deputies and Dodgeville Police Department responded to the call. Subsequent to the investigation, Troy W. Clark, 53, of McFarland, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, bail jumping misdemeanor, bail jumping felony. It was also determined that Jeffrey R. Holman, 37, of Granton, had 10 out-of-county warrants. minutes. The individual was additionally arrested on local charges of resisting or obstructing an officer, 4 counts of misdemeanor bail jumping, 18 counts of felony bail jumping, operating while revoked, and also ID tampering, failure to install, violation of court order. Both Clark and Holman were transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. The Crawford County Fair continues tonight and tomorrow at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. Tonight, the Demolition Derby is starting at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow's events include a car show at 10 and the Class of 62 band performing at 1. All weekend, there will be exhibitors, arts and crafts, photography, judging, food, and more. Gate admission is $10 for tonight and $5 tomorrow. More information and a full list of events can be found at the fair website, CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com, and on their Facebook page. Also going on this weekend, the annual Autumn Fest celebration. That's happening tonight and tomorrow in Blue River. A men's fast pitch tournament is going all weekend. Also going on tonight, High Mileage starts performing at 8 o'clock. There are some village-wide garage sales going on all weekend. Tomorrow morning, Monty Burger's Cowboy Church at 9 and a chicken barbecue at 11 until gone. The afternoon features the Autumn Fest parade. Justin Degenhart is an organizer of Autumn Fest.
At 2, we have our parade, rain or shine. This year's parade theme is red, white, and blue, honoring our hometown veterans. 1 o'clock is lineup. And if there is any veterans out there that would like to be part of that, because we don't have a single parade marshal this year, it's the veterans. So the parade marshals, the veterans, are all going to be in the front of the parade. They're going to be the marshals of the parade. If anybody wants to come, we've got a couple people movers, wagons, put them on. We'll pull them through the parade, and that was kind of our whole theme there.
Following the parade, there will be even more events for all to enjoy.
Right after the parade, we have the Sawdust Money Hunt. We have the kitty tractor pull put on by the Riverdale FFA in the park. After the sawdust dig, kids walk right down and do the tractor pull. And then while they're doing that, we set up for the kitty water fights, which would be in the same spot right where the parade was at and the sawdust money hunt was at. And then we have music in the park again on Sunday from 3 to 6. It's the J.R. Brink Duo. They're new this year. The last band we've had for probably 6-7 years retired, so we're on to a different group there.
There will be food and beverages all weekend. Please, no carry-ins. Bring the whole family and enjoy Autumn Fest tonight and tomorrow in Blue River. All proceeds from the event go to Blue River Fire and Rescue Squad. And get ready for a day filled with nostalgia and classic hits as Beetlefest 26 comes to the backyard of the Spring Green General Store at 137 South Albany Street in Spring Green, a much-anticipated community event which kicks off at 11 o'clock featuring bands performing the Beatles music. For more information or specific inquiries, you can reach out to Karen Dittmer Miller at 608-588-7070. Today's winner of $100 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle. They include Ronnie Hasberg of Muscadet with ticket number 881 and Mark Cooey of Muscadet with ticket number 2649.